This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Comedian Ophira Eisenberg is an edgy comic. Her stand-up includes many elements of her former online dating life.
I was on this one site where you put up a picture, you write a profile, and then you were supposed to put a couple words under your picture, like a tagline, to get people interested in checking you out. And I did not know how to describe myself in a couple of words. I'm like, I'm in my 30s. I've kind of been around the block, you know. What do I put? So finally I just put, as is. Yeah, real fixer-upper. Hobbies include depression and making you guess why I'm angry.
Well, now Ophira is making you guess about odd facts and figures. She has made the seamless transition to radio, did that last year on the NPR trivia show Ask Me Another. Ophira Eisenberg and the rest of her crew will record an episode of the show in front of a live audience at the Carolina Theater in Durham next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. But first, she joins me on the State of Things. Ophira, welcome. Now, I have to guess why I can't hear Ophira on the State of Things. She's going to be here in just a second, but you know who we do have right with us? Just I want to introduce right now Dede Hall, Dede Hall of Chapel Hill. Dede, welcome to State of Things. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dede is going to contest with me. You and I are going to be contestants on Ask Me Another. And so that's going to be fun. We're going to play the game as soon as we find out what happened to Ophira. We're going to get her in here in a minute. But I have to ask you, now, have you ever been on the radio before?
Oh, I did some commercials for my old company. I'm in real estate in Chapel Hill a few years ago, and that was a lot of fun. So
you're a veteran of radio.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the best thing was I didn't have to color my hair because nobody can see me.
Okay. I can even lose mine if I want.
That's right.
That's the great. And you, I understand, Dede Hall, who will soon be contesting with me, actually love that show. Do you listen to it?
I do. Since I'm in real estate, I'm in my car a lot of the time, especially on the weekends when the show is broadcast. So I really enjoy it, and I really don't want to get out of the car and show that house when the good questions are on.
You actually became a sustainer.
I did. I became a sustainer to get a ticket to see Ophira next Wednesday night at the Carolina Theater.
What is it about the show? Because it's kind of interesting. I mean, I've been in public radio for a long, long time, and there was a time when you just couldn't smile in public radio. And now we're doing game shows and we're doing this. But what do you hear in that show? I mean, because we do a couple of game shows now, but what is it about that show?
Oh, I just love the way they put quirky things together. A month or so ago, they did 70s movies that shared a word, and one of the answers was Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice doesn't live here anymore. And anybody who can think up those kinds of questions and come up with those answers is great.
And it's one thing to kind of come up with a concept like that, and you've got writers and producers who can kind of put it all together and get the right guess, but then you do have to get hosts who can actually kind of deliver on that. And the way they went about this, I mean, they actually looked for really good comedians who could pull this off, and not necessarily radio hosts, but really, really funny people. So when you think about the way Ophira, what she brings to this, I mean, how does that meet your ear?
It's just that wonderful wry tone of voice, and she's always quick with the interjections, I think, after the questions as well.
Ophira, we're talking goodness about you. Are you there?
I hear that. Yes. It's really nice to eavesdrop on compliments.
Instead of the other way around.
Oh, my goodness. She's listening. She's listening.
That's fantastic.
So we're talking about your comic career and the fact that that's how public radio discovered you. Having discovered its own sense of humor a few years ago. How did you get into comedy?
I started stand-up over a decade ago. I was finished college with a cultural anthropology degree. So, you know, my options were just – I had so many places to find work.
Yeah.
And I'd always wanted to try stand-up and basically finally just got the courage to give it a shot at an open mic night in Canada. I'm from Canada. And I got to say, it was overwhelming just how that felt. And I was terrible, but I wanted to get better. And what started was what would be a lifelong pursuit.
You put yourself out there in your comedy.
Stage.
I mean, you really talk about your dating life, your sex life. Is that how you began?
Sure.
I mean, did you start out doing that kind of stuff right off the bat?
I was always autobiographical. I think it took a while to sort of figure out what to say. I talked a lot about my family. I have my family, I'm the youngest of six. You know, there's a lot of comedy in my family. My mother would always say to us, you know, because I'm the youngest of six, they'd be like, my brothers and sisters be like, you're a mistake. My mother would go, no, you were all mistakes. You know, there was just a lot of joking around. Mm-hmm. So somehow that was a positive influence.
That sounds great. So then this a radio producer walks up to you and says, hey, how would you like to be the host of a game show? What'd you think of that?
Well, at first, I got to say, I was like, well, this sounds perfect. And then I went in for the audition. And, you know, when you spend a lot of time on stage, you build up chops. And because the game show was a live event that would be taped, obviously, and it was in front of a live crowd, it was going to involve a lot of spontaneous interaction with contestants who are basically just people from the public who apply to be on the show once they pass the quiz. And just a lot of fun in the moment. And I was like, wow, I've done this kind of stuff for years. It'd be really fun to hone that in a different context.
What is different about it? Because you're right. I mean, you're doing this from a theater in Brooklyn most of the time, unless you're at the Carolina Theater in Durham, where you're going to be next
right.
week. But that's a different thing than sitting in a studio and talking with one or two people. So that's what
totally
you...
Totally different. Yeah.
What did you have to learn? So you knew that part, but what did you have to learn about radio and about this particular show?
I mean, I learned lots of things just in terms of, you know, when you are recording something, just how to get the right sound out of you and how to use your voice in a way that is great for radio. Obviously, you can't be relying on anything visual that is happening on stage. So if someone does a funny dance, you have to verbally describe that, or your listeners just hear laughter and me going, oh, my God, and they don't know what happened. I can't be like, nice hat, contestant number
right.
two. You know, we have to really explain things and be... explicit, but also I learned that, you know, you just go for as much of the fun and the funny. The contestants are on stage. They are under pressure. So it's a lot about having fun with them and building them up. Doing happy comedy and supportive comedy is actually a little harder than you would think.
Well, yeah, saying nice things about people. We were just
That's right.
trying to come up with anything good to say about you, and it was, thank God they got the line working is all I can say.
That's right, exactly. Technically proficient.
I'm wearing floppy ears and a clown nose right now, and it's not funny, is it? It's just not funny. You're right.
Well,
you make a good
it.
Point. Listen, why don't we play a game and show everybody what we're talking about?
Let's play a game.
I've introduced Dee Dee Hall of Chapel Hill, who has agreed to come on and beat me. There is, by the way, there's a prize here. We have a WUNC coffee mug. I urge you to become a sustainer to whatever radio station you hear this program on. We have the WUNC, and it is a coveted mug. And Dee Dee, lest you think this prize means nothing to me. Regina Yeager, who is our development director here at this particular public radio station, will not let any of the staff get near that. She hides these. We don't have these. I asked for one for my mother. She said your mother drinks too much coffee. And I couldn't. So I just want you to know that I want to win this. All right. Ophira, what are we going to do?
This is one of our favorite games. It's called This, That, or the Other, and it's very simple. I'm going to read a list of items, and you just have to tell me which of three categories it belongs to. And we have different categories all the time, but this is a special North Carolina edition. So today's categories are North Carolina swimming holes, North Carolina craft breweries, or North Carolina bluegrass bands. So, for example, if I said Appalachian Fire, you might go, oh, that's definitely a craft brewery. But no, it is a bluegrass band.
Got it.
It is led by Pastor Doc Durham. Okay, so I'm going to alternate between you two. Frank, we'll have you go first.
Okay.
And whoever gets the most answers correct is going to win a coffee mug and maybe some tickets to a live show coming up next week. I know. Stakes are high, people.
Okay.
Here we go. Frank, what do you think? Deep Bottom. Is that a
As a bluegrass
pool?
Band.
Craft Brewery. Bluegrass band?
Yeah.
It's a great name for a bluegrass band that you should start, but I'm sorry, it is a swimming hole.
Where is it?
It is at the bottom of Cape Fear River.
No kidding. Okay, all right, I'm wrong.
Yeah. I know, you're already on Google going, I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right, Dee Dee.
Yes.
Southern Crescent.
It is a brewery.
Sounds like a delicious brewery. But you're wrong. I'm sorry. That is a bluegrass band. I know. These things could be anything. All right. Well, you guys are doing great. It's a tie. Let's keep going.
All right.
Frank, Frog Level.
Frog Level is Frog Level. Oh, that's a brewery.
That is a brewery.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't
very
ask me
hoppy
how I know.
Brewery. have you had their Tadpole Porter?
Yes. Yes. It's
yes,
smooth,
yes,
smooth and silky.
Tonight?
Smooth and silky.
Nice. All right, Dee Dee, how about Snake Pit?
Snake Pit.
Yes, is it a bluegrass band, a swimming hole, or a brewery?
I'm going to go with swimming hole.
Yes, you were. Right answer. Snake Pit is actually located. And it's located very close to Trash Can Falls. What a lovely part of the environment. It empties into Sewer Lake. Wonderful vacation spot. All right, we have a tie. Right. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Frank, Crank Arm.
Crank Arm.
Crank Arm.
Crank Arm. Well, you know, it could be any of the. Actually, it's not a swimming hole. So I'm gonna go with brewery again.
And you will go with a correct answer again. Ooh. That is correct. It's in Raleigh, and they combine a love of beer with a love of bicycling. Wouldn't
really,
you?
Really, that's a bad idea.
I mean, I know. Boozing and, you don't think boozing and biking is a Raleigh activity?
No.
All right, Dee Dee, how about Sweet Potato Pie?
That sounds like a bluegrass band to me.
You know what? If it wasn't a bluegrass band, there would be something wrong with the world. It's an all-female bluegrass band. Yes.
Whoa. Note to staff. Let's get them on. All right, go ahead.
And they actually work with the North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission. How about that?
Wow.
They have a deal.
North Carolina, number one producer of sweet potatoes in America.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
That's a good little piece of trivia. Where do I get yams?
Number two. Now here's the thing. You've never had a yam because a yam is a tuber. Those are grown mostly in West Africa. Sweet potatoes are a member of the nightshade family, and all the things that say yams on those cans, really sweet potatoes. And,
really?
And yes, and yams are, in fact, kind of white, giant, Dalkon radishy-looking things. That's a tuber, and it's usually grounded into powder and made into a dough. Do I get
Frank,
any points for that? Do
who
I get
knew?
A point for that?
I mean, in my heart,
it's
you get all kinds of points for that. That is amazing. Okay. That just happened. I love the Nightshade family, by the way. They all sound like detectives. All right, you guys. So far, we are still in a tie, so we've got a few more questions. Let's see if we can pronounce a winner, or maybe it's just going to be a tie. You guys are equally smart. Frank, how about Wicked Weed?
Oh, that's a brewery.
That is a brewery. Are you familiar with it?
Well, I don't know how I know all these things, but I have friends in the brewing industry, and they email me all the time.
Well, Durham, I mean, there's tons of breweries around you.
Yes.
This is, it's lovely that way. Dee Dee, what do you think of Graveyard Fields? Is that a brewery? Is that a bluegrass band, or is that a swimming hole? Graveyard Fields.
Well, I'm going to go with swimming hole because it doesn't sound very appealing for the others.
You're right, but a very appealing swimming hole,
indeed.
Don't you think?
Indeed.
Just when you want a break on a nice hot summer day. It's actually named, there's no graves there. It's got its name from tree stumps that look like gravestones. Huh. There's very dark people in the world that are naming swimming holes. This is what I've learned. Okay.
I think we're still tied. And Ophira, by the way, you're giving us a great segment idea. We're going to do crazy names in North Carolina. We're going to do a whole segment on that. But go ahead. Swimming holes.
I'm here to inspire. All right. Here you go, Frank. Bullhole.
Bullhole. Well, all right. So it's not a swimming hole because otherwise it would be too obvious. Therefore, I say it's a bluegrass band.
Sometimes we just go obvious. It's a swimming hole.
Man.
Yeah.
Right.
See, that's what we do. We lead you down one path and then we take you on another. And you've already committed to the first path. It's actually – bullhole is actually named for a bull – supposedly, allegedly, that was sucked into a whirlpool.
Whoa.
And completely disappeared. What do you think? Is that bull? Is that true? Dee Dee, Ponysaurus.
Can you spell
as
that saurus?
Yeah, it's basically, it's like a you know, dinosaur, like it's a pony smush.
Oh, Ponysaurus. I'm going to go with bluegrass band.
I think that would be a better choice. It's actually a brewery.
Oh.
They make British, French, Belgium, and German styles. They just can't decide what they're good at. They get around. All right. So far, Frank.
Oh, we're still, we're still tied. We're still tied. No, because I got the bull hold backwards. Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys both. You both failed that last round.
They're getting harder.
So much for uplift, Ophira.
Well, you know, I didn't want to get your egos out of control.
All right.
All right. What do you think of Chatham County Line?
Is this Frank? Yeah, they've been on the show several times. It is a blue.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So you knew
they're
that
good.
One
by the way, they're great.
They are good.
Yes.
Okay, both of you are like,
now I need an easy one. I need an easy one. That was an easy one.
All right, I've got one racked up for you right here. How about Weeping Radish, Dee Dee?
That is a brewery.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Weeping Radish. Black radish beer. Delicious. Have you had it?
I'm a wine drinker.
You're a wine drinker? That's an interesting way to say that. Okay, very good. I'm a wine drinker. Weeping Rash Merlot.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm work on that. Yep. All right. This is your final question.
All right.
And then we might have to move to a tiebreaker. Who knows? I know. Take a deep breath, everybody.
Here we go.
Frank, Greg Prong.
Greg Prong.
Mm-hmm. That's G-R-A-G-G Prong.
Okay. That's a swimming hole.
That is a swimming hole. You said it with such knowledge. Have you been there?
No, that was just a wild guess with great, great authority. This is how, this how you host a radio show. You don't know anything, but you pretend you do.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I have a script with all the answers.
That's
and
right.
Man, do people think I'm smart.
Okay.
All right, Dee Dee, it all comes down to this moment.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I love that you're actually feeling the pressure.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Town Mountain.
Town Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Swimming hole, craft brewery, or bluegrass band?
I'm going with bluegrass band.
And you are going with correct.
Oh,
whoa!
Man.
That's right. They play blue. They call themselves not only just a bluegrass band, they've been quoted as saying, "We play bluegrass, period. They play it hard and they play it fast." They are the quintessential bluegrass band. Town Mountain.
We're going to have to leave it at a tie. Because we're
out of time.
All right, make it real quick because, you know, we're live. We don't tape like you where you do 3 and 4 and 5 takes and pick the best one. Ophira, this is it. I got one chance. I am on the high wire every minute.
You know, you guys did so well with that. I feel like I can say that you deal with the coffee mug problem, Frank. But, Dee Dee, I would love to offer you some tickets to see our live taping next week.
I would be ecstatic.
If you would like to join us.
That would be wonderful.
Frank, I would love to see you. That's and Frank, if you want to come, I would, you know, that'd be great.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you got the tickets because I've never gotten a coffee mug from WNC. So I'm just this is the best day of my life. Thank you, Ophira and Dee Dee.
My pleasure.
For being on the program, Ophira Eisenberg, the host of Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. She and the rest of the crew are going to be taping the show in front of a live audience. We'll see how you do live at the Carolina Theater in Durham next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Ophira, thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks, Dee Dee.
Oh, thank you, Ophira. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
That is Dee Dee Hall of Chapel Hill. Just ahead, the mystique and mystery of antiquated books. Stay tuned to the State of Things.